Thank you. I think that covers it. I have the motion and the second, and it's a resolution. Is there any further discussion? Roll call vote. Please call that roll, Sally.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And we'll move forward to the next item. This resolution would set a public hearing for amending the zoning ordinance by changing the boundaries of the zoning districts for the MSJ subdivision. This public hearing would be set for 6 p.m. on June 21st. I have the motion from Steve and the second from Fran to approve this resolution setting a public hearing. Discussion.
Okay, just a question. So the we're changing the boundaries. Is that simply extending the city limits out to include this, or
no? It's the zoning.
We did the annexation already, so the boundary. But this is just the rezone the property that's going to be the subdivision.
So we annexed the farm.
Okay.
Yep.
And now we're going to make the farm a development lot.
Yeah, we're going to rezone it to
ag to residential.
It's not change the boundaries, but change in the zoning.
The zoning.
District boundaries.
Okay. I'm good.
Cool. A roll call vote, if I haven't missed the other discussion. Setting this public hearing. Thank you, Sally. Please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And we will have that public hearing regarding the zoning change at our next meeting on the 21st. Our next item is discussion and consideration of a preliminary plat for the MSJ subdivision, the Country Club View subdivision. We have that plat in our packet. This, according to the email, went through planning and zoning last night. I think after like lengthy discussion over different areas, and they approved and recommend this for approval. We'll turn it over now for council discussion. I think there is just one change in street name, correct? Which will now be called Augusta National Boulevard. Yes. That's cool. I'll turn it over to council discussion. Jeff, is there anything that you'd like to relay from this plat and anything from last night's discussion on planning and zoning? Or also we have Jeff right here too. Sorry, I'm looking over here. I'm not used to you on the right. Jeff, I mean, you are actually the PNZ and building zone official. Why don't you start?
So essentially last night, since the property has been annexed in, we had to also do the zone rezoning of the three different parcels that are part of this subdivision that went through PNZ, and then the consideration for the preliminary plat with the different 31 lots that's made it on. The biggest thing, I guess, I mean, people were concerned about property values and of the neighboring properties and stuff like that. But essentially after the further discussion, it's hard to tell from how that's gonna affect them. Yes, so we were kind of explaining how do you really tell how, sure the lots are different sizes from other lots, but it's all going to be residential R2, and that for the most part they're similar zone. So I mean, if more residential housing, that's going to assist in accomplishing that goal. We have to do a little more investigating on the rainwater drainage. That's Jack Pope's part that we've got. I just got to deal with.
And Jack has joined us virtually, so if there's any questions on that.
So I just got to get with him after our meeting last night and get more details.
Okay.
for the final plans.
So we have a rainwater question. Before we, it sounds like you're gonna have to bring those answers back to us, but.
Right. I mean, because we're gonna have to do the final plan.
Okay. Will this potentially change if there's a need for, say, like we have here at the fire station, we have two tanks in the corner where that giant apron, certain amounts of rainfall don't immediately go straight into our system. They go into this, these tanks. Is there a potential that any of this will need to change in order to accommodate?
So in the design that wasn't necessarily on the paperwork that I had at the time, the rainwater is designated to go to the south, which there's a pond.
There. I was gonna say there's a pond.
Which is gonna get expanded, and that's just something. It's in the plans.
Okay.
Once we get all that thing ready, it'll be ready out. Right. Better for everybody. It's
that makes sense. A pond is a good place for water.
It'll just be a bigger. That's kind of what it's like.
One question, then I'll turn it over to council for anything I've missed. Where I'm looking at the cul-de-sac in the Oakwood Village and where it comes up adjacent. No, okay, so there's that road will not come through. There'll be no. Just the way it looked on the package, it looks like there's the road extending and then it runs right into a lot, and that would not make any sense. Just, sorry, that was my misunderstanding. Council, questions on what would be consideration of a preliminary plat, a simple motion? What have I missed? And Jack, is there anything that you'd like to add at this time?
I can talk about the stormwater a little bit. Jeff's correct. We are planning on running it to the south in the existing pond there will be expanded to provide the storage necessary to maintain the runoff out of the pond to what it currently is right now.
So more on that to come, but that is helpful. Council, any other questions? Yes, we need action. Thank you, Millie.
Make the motion that we approve, or do we have to, are we approving it or?
It's a simple motion to approve this preliminary plat.
Okay, I motion that we accept this preliminary plat.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion and Elaine for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll look forward to that final plat. Mm-hmm. Sounds like there's still some concerns that we will have ample time to make sure are addressed. Thank you both for coming tonight. It doesn't look like the rest of the business involves you, but appreciate you being here. Bye. Yeah, we'll see you. Our next item for consideration is change order number 2 for West Buchanan. This is in the amount of $12,775. Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Fran for the second to approve this change order. There's no discussion.
This is just because they had to work around unknown tiles and okay.
Added outlets and
I was gonna say I just
didn't know about.
I glanced through it earlier and I did not have any questions or see anything out of the ordinary.
Okay. Why does the bill at the top, why does it say Iowa DOT?
Because the Department of Transportation was a major funding source for this project.
As well as an
STBG
grant. You have to use their forms.
Related to their CDBG.
Yes.
Okay.
And thus the CDBG procurement policy change earlier in the meeting.
Okay. I'm good.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Our next item is payout number 2. Not a change order, which would cause major concern because this is for $426,149.57. will there be many payouts to follow this major project?
No, this should be pretty
this should be
close.
The final. Oh, which looks great.
Yeah, it's very nice. I drove it today.
Like an air driver. Truck again. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it is very nice.
Yeah.
It does look great. Questions for this payout?
Motion to approve payout number 2 for the West 5th Lexington project.
Second.
I have the motion from Bethany and the second from Millie to approve payout number 2. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. We will pay that bill. Our final item of regular business is the second reading of an ordinance that would amend utility rates in Chapter 92 and Chapter 99.
We approve the second reading of the ordinance amending utility rates, Chapter 92 and 99.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion. And that's Elaine with the second to approve the second reading. A roll call vote. Sally, would you please call that roll?
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
And with that, we'll move to a third reading at our next council meeting. Moving into department reports, Chief, what do you have for us?
We'll be testing 6 of our 7 applicants on Thursday for our open position. Anyone that wants to participate in that, you're welcome.
Did Kelsey and I get on that list? Are we not on it this time?
We're on the list to help face the runners. You're welcome to come help.
We've discussed it.
We have a mostly uneventful summer classic weekend. We had one arrest on Friday night. Otherwise, the band and everything downtown went over well. No noise complaints and no issues that I saw.
I've heard community discussion that so enjoyed having the central location, love the airport, but love having it all central, that there's some desire to have it every year in the downtown.
We'll discuss that.
Time will tell.
The plan right now is to get a final draft, including maps of the parking ordinance changes to your review and hopefully a workshop at your next meeting. So, it's up to your review and
we'll look forward to it. Thank you, Chief. Kevin, do you have anything for us?
Nope.
Deanna, what?
Just one thing other than what I had in my report. Who plans to go to the Iowa LEAPS annual conference because we need to get registered and get hotel rooms? So like tomorrow or Thursday. The end of September. 20, yeah.
And it's in
Waterloo.
I would like to go. It's great.
I will not be attending.
I'm signed up.
Okay.
Oh, good. We had a good time last time.
So you'd like council to get with you or Sally on that within the next 24 to 36 hours?
Yes, because we'd like to get us registered and get our hotel rooms on Thursday.
There's potential for great recognition for Washington, I've been told, in the event.
Yeah, that's all we can say about
that,
though.
That's all
that I know. Teaser.
Anything else for us?
I'll tell you out at 101.
Anything else for us?
No, that's all I have.
Okay, cool. Once around, I can't remember whose turn it is to do what, which way. I'll go first and see what I've had on my calendar. Obviously a very big day, so thanks. I feel like I've been a little distracted, just my own mind, as the election day is today, and we'll know a lot about what the future has for your mayor over the next chunk of time. Things for sure on my calendar include the Iowa Arts Council. I'll have my final meeting with the Iowa Arts Council on Thursday, the 9th. I've really enjoyed being a part of that board, and that will conclude my time with that board. Other than that, just a very successful celebrate Iowa. I would ditto Chief Lester's, or celebrate Washington. I would ditto what Chief Lester mentioned about it all going very smoothly, having great turnout. I like the variety of events that appeal to families. One highlight for me would be the Princess and Superhero Contest. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Chief Lester and Administrator McCusker and Holly Rich, who was the 3 guest judges. And that was a lot of fun.
Yes.
So I think we'll work our way out Millie, do you have anything for us?
Let's see, we should be hearing soon about Great Places because they were going to be meeting, and then if we get a, they might be coming to visit. I did get a phone call from someone, not a local person, but somebody about the railroad merger. I think they also, they mentioned they talked to you too. And this is a person that's working with communities, making sure we understand what's happening, and encouraged us to send like a letter to Senator Grassley. They said that this is not a done deal. Some committee, Surface Transportation Board,
yes,
has to approve it. And that we hope that there would be maybe public hearings so people could express concern, maybe have funds available if we need to do a lot of updating of crossings or safety things. So she was going to send me some information. So,
but she is a solicitor. Is she in a charitable organization, or does she receive compensation?
Public relations firm that Bettendorf and Princeton are using to educate these different
right.
towns.
All of that is correct, and is what mm-hmm. Deanna, others, Chief mm-hmm. Lester, Chief DeLong, Mary Audia, Jake Torius, like meetings that have between 15 and 22 people, all kind of focusing on those same things to make sure we have it, that there's not any fruit to pick that we're not looking at. And you're right, we are on that threshold, especially where we're at in the line, that there's significant enough change that we're on this EIS threshold. It sounds like that she might be looking for us to, you know, pay her money.
I don't think so.
No, right. I kind of bluntly asked her that. She said no.
Okay. Well, yeah. Then that's
she
great
was,
information.
She just wanted some feedback on race of the smaller communities mm-hmm. and wanted us to send
mm-hmm.
a letter to mm-hmm. Grassley. But I did ask her.
Beat around
get
the bush.
Committed for
yeah.
I didn't even think of that line, but anyway, so that is a concern. I can't really think of anything else, but otherwise everything's going pretty good.
Awesome. Elaine, did you have anything for us? Fran, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, just a question. Where are we at on the old captain table building?
We're waiting for a demolition permit.
Okay.
And then that will go before historic preservation. And
no, we haven't heard anything about it. Well,
right,
that
This would be coming.
So the historic preservation will then make a recommendation to council on a demolition permit. They can't approve or deny, but they can make a recommendation that for council to approve or deny. The threshold for the historic preservation commission is whether it's economically viable to save the building. And as you recall, they gave council a recommendation to authorize demolition of the Goncharovsky building with the caveat that they wished it wasn't the case, that they wished they were given a different recommendation, but that economic threshold had been shown to be impossible. Every reason to believe, I mean, since every effort was made, grants were applied for, years of fundraising efforts were made, that it is not economically viable for that building to be saved, but it'll have to come to council. It'll go through HPC and then
I guess we know where we're at.
And then land here.
I just hadn't heard anything for a while.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it's been a minute. The bricks are, there are some, I think there might be some bricks that are given in kind of legacy fashion or fundraised. I'm not sure.
And some roof tile.
Some roof tile as well. So, Steve.
Yeah, I got that. I talked to Chief about this. We got to do something because we've got too many homeless people in town. I've had people say they don't go to the library because there's too many of them outside the library. There's like 14, 15 of them at a time out there. Chief, I know your hands are tied, but I don't know what the heck, but you've got to do something because we have signs that are posted in Fairfield, Iowa that says we have a homeless shelter in Washington, Iowa. Maybe we need to, in mind, so That's being said, we need to take care of that. Something has to happen. Another thing is that City Council has given the school system lots of stuff. We paid part of the driveway that was the city's, and they ended up with it out there at all our football field. I think they need to give us this lot over here by Madison Park, and we need to put a basketball court in or something for people to have a spot to play around town here or something like that, close to one square up swimming pool. There's no reason there could be four basketball courts put over there.
Have you mentioned any of that to the park board? And I think that is a possibility. Part of the delay and any action is the building bond and construction process that the school will have to go through. But I'm optimistic that if there's a possibility for us to expand that park playground, that we would be in the mix of that, absolutely. I'm under the impression that at this moment, potential temporary classrooms would be a part of some, there's just a few other moving pieces that we're not there yet.
Okay, and the other thing is about the train situation. I'm worried about what they're gonna be carrying sometimes, because there's been a lot of rail accidents that communities like ours have just, some of the sections around the railroad tracks have disappeared and there's our train wreck, the stuff they're carrying. The trains are the aggravation, don't get me wrong, but that scares me when you start thinking about you're ramping up that many more trains with that many more cars on that much more freight. Mm-hmm. What could it be? And it doesn't have to be something that's like really nasty. But it could be something that if it gets mixed with air or something like that, we have gas, we have anything, you know, who knows what we could have. So that to me is a big consideration on training. What are we going to end up having pass through our community?
Okay. I did have a mother pushing a wagon stroller at the ball field or at the football field. And she said, why do we not have the sidewalk all the way down the side of the football field? Mm-hmm. She said, we can't, during track meets and games, you can't get in that that first gate a lot of times. And she said, the street is blocked on one side because they're all parking. And then you're removed to the grass to push. And it's very difficult. And so she would love to see, even though it won't help her because of the budgeting process, but she would love to see sidewalks go along the football field all the way down.
There's no
outside of Amburin.
So we've done our once around. We've been here, yeah. Steve. No, that's fine. We're going to continue that direction.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But you're right with the budgeting. It'd take time. If council decides there'll be a goal setting session, if that rises to the top as a priority, so be it.
There's a downtown forum on the 14th in the fire station here, which is dealing with nuisance properties. And I signed up for it too, just to see what they're going to talk about. I guess we're doing a tour too. So
what time is that?
It's from 9 to 4, something like that.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
An all-day thing, but okay. It was on. I got an email about it. I think I sent it. Copy to you. Yeah.
Well, we got it.
Registration information. If anybody would like it.
It's free.
Please let me know so that if there is a room, I can post the agenda just to be safe.
Oh, I see.
Otherwise. They're coming along with NLW. I was surprised a little bit to see there's a two-story going in the middle of the development now. So be interesting to see how that looks when they get it done. So.
And I think they're working on the other street. I see stuff back there.
Bethany.
Just a couple things. I know several of us received complaints about the soccer fields being in a state of disrepair. I will say. I don't know. It sounded from Nick like his staff has been extremely busy and they haven't been able to kind of keep up with the mowing schedule. I find that quite disappointing because I think those fields are in high demand right now. At least that's my understanding. So I don't know if we should be like talking about expanding the seasonal staff for them. I mean, I understand they have a lot more ground to cover now with the wellness park expansion. I don't know if they got additional staff.
We hired an additional full-time person.
So it seems like the soccer field should be able to continue to be mowed on a regular cadence.
If they don't get it to this week, put them at the top of the list next week. Just don't leave them at the bottom of the list.
It sounds like from the email that Deanna sent that, and I'm glad you're bringing it to everyone's attention. It sounds like it's being addressed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think it was just a one-time thing from what I heard from the person who raised the concern. So just want to make sure that that is prioritized because that area does get used a lot. I raised with Deanna, I would like to see us change or reconsider our Zoom call protocols. Right now you have to email and get a password. I know the county has always had their password published on the agenda. I think that would make it easier for folks to join us and participate, and we could, you know, use some more participation in our meetings, I think, to get public engagement. And then last thing, just want to echo Dan's highlighting of the Juneteenth events this week. There's events starting on Sunday with a potluck in the Central Park and continuing through the following Saturday. I have posters for you all, but I think his information covers everything. So I'll hold on to these unless anyone wants one. That's all I have. So I will motion to adjourn the meeting.
Perfect. I have the motion from Bethany to adjourn. Who's our second? Okay. Second from Millie. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Roger, get the help.